All right, it's 105.1 Jack FM and the County 10 Podcast, and we're pleased to welcome back Megan Ostranga from the Riverton Museum. She is the site manager there. Megan, how are you?
I am doing well. It's pretty warm outside today, though, so I'm loving the AC in here.
It is nice and toasty out there. We're recording this on a 101-degree day with some smoke in the sky, but perfect opportunity to go indoors maybe and check out something like the Riverton Museum. I know we talked a lot about what was coming up, but I'm kind of curious how over the last 30 days or however long it's been since we chatted, how's that going for you?
We have been busy this past month for us. We've had record visitation, which has been awesome to see folks coming out, visiting the museum, seeing some of the new exhibits we've got going in. And we've had some kind of short-term exhibits as well. The Riverton Banner Project was one of them. So we've been busy this month.
Cool. What was the Banner Project?
The Riverton Banner Project was a painting competition from local artists.
Oh, yeah.
And you could vote for a week at the library, and then you could vote for a week down at our museum as well for your favorites. And the top two will be printed and put on Main Street.
Awesome. That's fantastic. So we're looking ahead now to August. All of a sudden, summer's flying by. What do we have on tap for August?
Like July and June, we've had a busy schedule coming up as well. Wednesday, August 4th at 6 p.m., we will be having a Wyoming Community Bank-sponsored concert by Harry Harpoon. He's a local blues and Americana musician and songwriter. It will be a free event, and snacks will be available with donation, and it'll be outside in our yard, so it should be really nice with some shade. And then on Friday, August 6th, from 4 to 7 p.m., we will be participating in First Friday again. During the 4 to 7 time frame, we have 10% off in our gift shop, and kids will be free all day long, so you can stop by with your children then as well. And with First Friday, we are one of the participating businesses that you can earn a stamp from, and we are on the bus route, so all exciting things to check out local businesses. And then on Saturday, August 14th, from 1 p.m. till 4 p.m., it is our Kids Ranch Day. It will be another free event sponsored by Bailey's Tire and Auto. And some of the things looking forward to at that, we'll have some pioneer cooking and some other ranching activities and whatnot. And again, we'll offer some snacks. So that should be a really fun day outside. And then on Saturday, August 28th, back by popular demand, we have our J.B. Oakey Manor Tour.
Cool.
It'll be starting at 9 a.m. meeting at the museum. It's $20 per person. And this is sponsored by the Wind Rivers Visitors Council. And so it'll be a whole tour of the actual manor. It'll be talking about stories of J.B. Oakey, the history of the manor, and then some details about the home's features as well. And for this, just because it is inside of a home, reservations are required, and they can be made by calling us at 307-856-2665. And everyone will be required as well to bring their own lunch and water. So that should be a really fun afternoon as well.
Definitely. That's a trip out to Lysite, if I'm not mistaken. I've heard really interesting things about that, and I want to be on that tour. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And have you had concerts at the museum before? That's exciting.
No, this will be our first one. We're hoping maybe next summer to start a concert series. So if there's any local bands or anyone looking to get their first gig, we're looking for you.
That sounds like a lot of fun, too. More opportunities for the kids and a lot of fun stuff coming up. Go participate in First Fridays, too. The turnout the last couple of times, I think, was a little bit lower than First Fridays we're hoping for. So go support all the local businesses. WRTA's got you covered with the bus. They go stop to stop there. And you can go to places like the museum, get that stamp, and then you can turn it in for a chance to win $100, which is awesome.
Absolutely. And the businesses are offering some awesome discounts and whatnot. So
yeah, for sure. All right. So a lot coming up in August, a lot to look forward to. I hate to even bring up the fall because back to school and colder weather, but it's on the horizon. You got anything planned, planning stages for September, October already you're thinking about?
We sure do. In September, we'll have the Northern Arapaho Tribal Historic Preservation Office talking about their cemetery mapping project, as well as a walking tour of Shoshone. And then in October, that's our fun and haunted spooky month. So we have our haunted trek again. We'll have our spooky stories from the county, Fall Fest for Kids and our second annual pumpkin trail. So start thinking of those ideas.
Perfect. Obviously, county10.com's got the events calendar up there. You can filter through some of those, but where can we go just to get museum info?
We have a Facebook page and an Instagram page that have all of this information as well. And then our website for FremontCountyMuseums.com has not only our events, but also the events at the Lander Pioneer Museum and the Du Bois Museum.
Perfect. Megan, thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for the fun in our community, and appreciate you coming in again.
Thanks for having me.